Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Chris and I had a bit of couple time and I developed a new skill. Move over Carrie Webb. Because Carrie Bickmore is in town.
Is this, so you said there's a couple thing and you've realised you've got a new skill. Carrie Webb, for those who don't know, is an out-of-date golf reference that Bickers really should have modified.
Nah, just working with the name.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, Carrie. Of course.
So for Christmas, my 40th, my mum gave me golf lessons.
You don't play golf.
No, exactly.
That's why you need lessons, I guess.
She heard Chris saying to me at a family lunch we were having, honey, I think we should start playing golf together.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Because as we get, it'll give us 10 years to get good at it. Yep. And when we're old, then we'll have an activity we can do together.
Great. And so what did she get you? Did she get you one lesson?
No, a lot of lessons.
How many?
It was a beautiful amount. It was a lot of money. It was a big commitment.
Really?
Yeah. No, quite genuinely. It was a very incredibly generous gift. It was for my 40th and she wanted to give me something great.
So Kari's booked in for a lesson a week for the next 10 years of her life. Kari's going pro.
I do think now, the more I think about it, perhaps Chris just wants to get good at golf and he thinks if we do it together, then you'll have more leeway to play lot of
golf.
You'll
just think you'll get off his back and stop asking him when he's coming home with the acai bowl.
Stop it.
Which is your move from back in the day, whenever I hang out with him. Ping. Oh, so yes, mate, you miss her again?
I'm not needy, you know that. Anyway, what we discovered yesterday.
No, I don't know that.
You know that.
Mate, on one run.
Well, you're getting sidetracked. Yesterday, we went for a golf lesson and I was so good.
Really? You went for a lesson together?
That's just me.
Yeah.
No, we went for a lesson together and that was pretty, that was a big
was
one. And I thought I would be hopeless, right? Mm-hmm. Hopeless.
Same.
And even James, the instructor, I could tell the look on his face, even he was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
I could hit them.
I could hit them. Yeah, I'm surprised because I've seen you try to catch a ball and it's not.
But this does involve catching. It involves hitting.
Yeah, you can hit.
Yes. And so I had some initial trouble because I wasn't putting the stick, what's the thing called?
The club.
I wasn't pointing
Can't
it in
wait
the right direction.
Carrie Bickmore hits the pro circuit and has to say to her caddy, give me a 7 stick.
I was putting it in the wrong side. So when I was hitting it, it was just travelling along the ground. So once he fixed that up, then I pointed the club up to the right direction when I swung back. And then, I got it over 100 metres.
Did you?
Isn't that good?
That's Tiger Woods stuff.
Yeah, look at my technique here. They film it. You got to get through.
Do they do it
first
for other people, or did you just ask them?
No,
you film me.
Anyway, it was quite interesting because I think Chris was secretly hoping I'd be terrible as well, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you probably don't need to hear him telling me about it. He commentates my swing.
Are we going to put this on our Instagram?
The main one we worked on today.
Carrie Tommy Show.
No, stop. Maybe turn off the audio.
We wanted to get that club pointing more to the sky, so that we didn't have to try and force a ball in the air.
Is this going to pause? Have you given me a 10-minute?
Guys, thanks for coming down today, and hopefully see you again soon.
You didn't even show the full swing.
Did you just
pull the club back and he paused it.
That's all we worked on.
The first lesson, just the backswing.
Yeah. Can't wait till we actually get to hit the balls.
Anyway, Chris looked a little bit annoyed at one moment. He was
mate. You know how competitive he is.
God, before she knows it, she'll be better at me. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Does this mean I have to slow my progression?
That's why he wanted to play with you, because he thought someone he could beat at golf. And now you're good.
But, okay, aside from the fact that I was quite good, how fun is some of the little fun things you play with? So that the bag that holds the clubs, all these new bags now have remote control. So I kept walking past people who had these little remote controls in their hand and their bags were like 10 metres ahead of them, zigzagging along the course.
That's cool. It just walks itself.
Then another one had a little seat that popped out the side of the golf bag. Mm-hmm. And when he got tired, he zigzagged with his little remote control that he caught up to and he sat on his
golf
bag.
Can you sit on it and make it go?
No.
Yeah. Mate, you've got to get the cart.
Remember when Ollie lost his phone on the golf course, I went in a golf buggy. That was one of the wildest times I've had in the last year.
Speaks volumes about your last year.
So fun.
That's great. So is this you now?
I think this is me.
Yes.
Yes.
Where are you going to fit it into your schedule, you reckon?
Oh, well.
Take a couple of hours out of sunrise each morning? Yeah.
The lesson was short, but I know the game's long because Chris goes and plays the game often and it's long.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that, he probably doesn't want you to play a game of golf because then you'll realise it's not as long as he's saying.
Yeah, I do wonder why he couldn't just play 9 holes and not 18.
I reckon he often plays 9 and then drinks for the next 2 hours.
Anyway, I don't know where. I don't have anything else to say other than.
Can I ask a question, Jen? Can I do this? Can I ask a question, Biggers?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. Are you better than your partner at something, and it's caused big grief?
Great.
Because did they get you into something and you excelled and ruined it? Yep. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Right now we're talking about my golf game because I had my lesson yesterday and I am very good. In fact, I don't know if I need any more lessons.
Well, your mum bought you 1,000, so you need to
hit straight out to the course.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon.
What do you reckon?
Pretty accurate.
You get a par?
Yeah. I reckon I could beat you.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay. How much money you want to put on it?
I've heard you suck. your words,
well,
though.
It's also, I told you that. Yeah. It's fine. It's just you delivered it with a bit more venom than I did. I didn't say, I suck.
It was meant to be a fun little couple thing that Chris and I did together. Only I don't think he expected me to be as good as I was.
Nah. And that will not be fun for him at all.
Luke, is your partner better at something than you are?
Yeah, she's better at fishing than me.
Oh, no.
I'm a huge fisherman, and I took her out once, and she just annihilated me, and I didn't like it. I cracked wobbly.
Luke, how? Like, I don't really fish.
Do you want to go fishing? You're telling me you want to do a bit of spear fishing.
I do, yeah. But isn't it just luck?
Well, I thought it was until we swapped spots where she was catching the fish. And I couldn't catch anything.
And so how many times have you gone fishing since with her?
None.
I don't want it to destroy our couple time. I'm not going to start losing, though, and being bad just so that we can have the time together.
No, I've met you both. Yes, I know how it goes. Should we go to Jessie? G'day, Jessie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, so good. Did you do something better than your partner?
Yeah, when my husband and I were over in Italy a few years ago, we had booked in a Vespa tour. And my husband didn't pass the initial test to be able to ride it, but I did. And he's never let me live it down that he failed it and wasn't allowed to ride the Vespa in
custody. So how did you get around then if he couldn't ride it?
Well, he had to go on this little tuk-tuk thing that one of the tour drivers had to drive him around.
Oh, he was in the tuk-tuk. I was picturing when you said he failed, I thought he'd have to sit behind an Italian bloke and hold on to him for dear life. Was him going
not
on the
quite.
Back of your Vespa, was that an option?
I couldn't carry and balance him at the same time. So it was either he was going to be left behind or go on the back of
I couldn't carry him. So he's unco and fat.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
You basically won C. Bickmore. You basically...
Kari Bickmore.
Sorry, Kari.
Just like Kari Webb.
I'm so sorry. You, Kari Bickmore, ventured into the world of golf. Mm. You decided that it'd be fun for you and your partner, Chris. You guys could play together and that'd be great. And then the first lesson you had, you absolutely were creaming it.
Boy, did I make a splash.
Yes, did you?
No, that's not good in golf.
Keep it out of the water.
Yes.
But you actually said that...
A bogey? An under par. What did I do?
Sure.
I really just stood at a driving range in the one spot. Yeah, hit the ball over and over.
But you did great. You said they were going. You
over
said
100.
Yeah, hundreds of meters.
Yeah,
massive. And you said you think that with just a short amount of time, you'll be better than your partner.
I didn't quite say that.
You said you're better than him now.
I said Chris said to me, "Oh, this is what'll happen. You'll be better than me by Christmas." Mm. And I could tell by the tone that that wasn't not how things were supposed to play out.
No, I know both of you, and you're both very, very competitive. Walks joins us now. G'day, Walks.
Hi, Tom. Tommy.
How does it feel to be the second best golfer in the family?
After Ollie.
Oh, that's right. The third best now.
She talked about how well she went at the lesson.
She said she was amazing.
Have you seen the video?
Oh, yeah,
it
but
cuts out before I actually hit the ball.
Bick has only showed me the backswing.
No, but that's all that's on there.
Because he hit the camera.
So Walks, was Carrie's description of how she played, was it accurate? Was she amazing?
Well, she was surprising. Like, it was, she's got a, it's worth getting the full video because her swing's incredible. Like, she does this sort of weird
incredible
thing
did you
with
that?
Her foot, her front foot, and she doesn't that's keep awesome. Her arms straight. So the fact that she connects it all is a minor miracle. But she, like, I got to pay, like, she hit several balls. Like, I don't know if you remember the first time you tried to hit a golf ball when you were a kid, but it's virtually impossible. And she hit probably, like, I don't know, five drives of over 100 metres. So that's pretty good.
So she is better than you.
Right.
He knows how good you are because you guys play together.
You know, last time I played with Walks, yeah. And this is the definition of a confident man, he hit the ball two fairways over, like the wrongest direction. And he said, geez, I hit that well.
Can you will it?
It was off the course. That's right. It was on the freeway. Geez, I
hit that well. Every time I play with you, we've had like 17 4Xs. So it's like the fact that it even goes anywhere is a miracle.
Well, because yes, Tommy did say to me, he believes that when you say that you're going to play golf for 4 hours, you're actually only playing for two and then you're drinking for
I
the
did
other
not.
Two.
I did not. That was off-air conversation.
Is that what he said?
No, yeah. I didn't. I didn't, mate. I never would. Mate, what a snitch.
Come on. Come on. Hey. At least you're not asking for a sidehold.
The thing I want to know, babe, is the point of us doing the golf lessons together was it was your idea so that we had something we could do into old age together.
No,
will me
lovely.
Whipping your ass prohibit that from being able to be something we do, the beautiful time we spend together as we get old?
Absolutely no, because you're better at me at most things. You're better at me.
That is true.
You know, at reading the news, for example, you're better at...
That's a weird example.
Which I never, ever have to do, obviously. Cooking dinner.
Wow, this is interesting, actually. Go on. Add to the list. I'm interested to see where you go.
I was about to say she's better at me at bedroom stuff, but not nothing sexual, just like, you know, building forts and that sort of stuff.
Building forts? When was the last time I built
a fort? Because I was about to say that you're better at me in the bedroom, but then I thought this is just highly inappropriate on that.
Built a fort. Have you mixed up your women? Because I don't build forts.
Or you're just really bad at making the bed and it ends up as a fort.
Anyway, I want to just quickly tell the story to Tommy because I think he'll like this. When we were in Byron, I think actually I might have even been playing with you. But anyway, we sort of, maybe I was playing with Ollie. We were on the first tee and there was this lovely old couple who were about 60 and they were sitting there drinking a beer and it was the 20th day in a row the two of them had been there. And I just thought, that'd be pretty cool when me and Carrie are old and we can't move very well, that if we can both do the same thing, then that's a great way to spend time together.
Carrie's face says otherwise.
Do we have to do 20 days in a row? That sounds like hell.
I don't think she likes golf.
Yeah, well, there's only two factors in it, and it's you and golf. So let's hope she doesn't like golf.
Hey, one more thing before we let you go, and you did touch on this before. How did you feel about Evie's comments this morning about the dividing of our household chores and what we bring to the home?
Depends. What have you said that she said?
I said exactly what she said. That dads are fun.
That dads keep the fun and mums aren't.
No, and that mums are the ones that do all the responsible things
that's
like
not,
cooking.
That was not the flavour of that comment. The flavour of the comment was. I was chasing Adelaide around the house playing Tiggy and you were boring her to death reading her doing her reading
aid. Teaching her to read.
And she said, she looked at you with the same look at me and said, oh, I want to do the thing that Addie's doing.
No, it's
imagine if you guys could have this argument while walking around a golf course for 4 hours.
Love you, babe.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
New year, new me, okay? Yeah. I'm just going to open a little pack of goodies here.
If you have just joined us, Carrie has just thrown something in front of me. They're tinfoil. I'm assuming they're hash brownies that she's brought to the show.
We did discover on my Instagram the other day that I'm a stoner from way back.
From back in the day.
I'm not. Just feel like I need to clarify.
Okay, they're cookies. Can I say what they are?
Yep.
Yeah, there's two cookies in the first one, chocolate chip cookies by the appearance.
Yep.
And what looks like grandma cake.
What does that? That's carrot cake with filly on
top. Sorry, we said the same thing. Yes. Yeah. You know cakes old people give you and they pretend it's fun? That's disgusting, mate. Is that walnuts in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God.
So, here's the thing, right?
You can have a piece of cake. This will be the best thing ever.
I started making it because they're back at school and I thought I'd make some stuff at their school lunchbox.
Sorry, I did not know you made it. This looks delicious.
I want you to try it. I want you to try it. Which one would you like to have first?
Well, that cake looks horrific.
It's not horrific. Sonda would really like it.
Did you say it's got Philly cheese on top?
Gross. Mixed recipe cheese?
Carrot in there. Are you giving me? Are you giving me carrots and cheese and disguising it as a treat? Oh, that's gross, mate.
Try one of those, and I want your honest feedback.
There's bits of stringy carrot in there.
Walnuts, cheese, and carrot sounds like the ingredients for a salad.
It is.
You need to have this bit there.
Which bit? With the cheese.
With the cheese on top.
Have the carroty cheesy bit.
No, just put the whole thing in your mouth. Like a big, big. Sonda, have a try.
I wouldn't give that.
Actually, Eli, who loves sugar,
you
have a try.
Do you give this to your kids as a punishment? That sucks,
have
mate.
That. What do you think?
You know, I'm genuinely...
Give some to Eli. I don't want honest feedback.
Yeah,
have one of these chocky...
What, do you think I was being dishonest when I said it sucks?
Have that chocky bicky.
Because, you know, generally I'm looking after your feelings. Like, I want you to be happy. Mate, this food sucks balls. I'm sorry.
What does the bicky taste like?
Oh, it tastes worse than the carrots and walnuts.
So here's
together.
The thing.
What's wrong with this?
What's wrong with this? Sonda asked.
It's so dry.
No, it's moist.
No.
It sucked all the fun out of my mouth.
Eli.
Oh, my God.
He loves something sweet. How do you feel about the carrot cake with the filly?
It's a bit peppery.
It's peppery. That's what everyone wants to hear about their cake.
Because,
mate,
I've been chatting
awful.
To some mums, right, about what they put in the kids' lunchbox.
About how to fix your cooking.
And my kids have lots of veggies and fruit and a sandwich. But then when it comes to snack food, I'll be honest, I just open a packet of whatever's going savory and then sweet and tip it in.
I love you. Yeah. I love the snacks at your house. You always have good snacks.
But they're not very good for you, right? Mm. And the more parents I say that to, I know, because it's so hard to find healthy snacks. And they all say to me, no, you just make them. And I've realised I don't just make them. So I thought on the weekend I would make healthy snacks. So those bickies have tahini in them.
Tahini.
And the carrot cake is no sugar, low carb.
Yeah, it tastes like it.
I gave it to my kids.
Did they hate it?
And even the cousins were over, Edie's cousins, and I gave them a big slice of it. And I went upstairs once they'd gone, and there was like one tiny little bit eaten out of it. And the slab of carrot cake is still sitting on the plate upstairs.
Next time, you would be better to just write the word cake on some broccoli.
Carrie and Tommy,
the best bits.
G'day, the guys wanna know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
It's where we get a question that often we thought about, but we've never known the answer to. And question for this week, Belle, what is it?
The question for this week is, what do you guys reckon the average length of doing the do is?
I thought you were going to say of the do that's doing.
That's an interesting question.
I thought, is that what we're getting to?
Are you not interested by that?
No.
Oh.
Because it's not about.
Well, definitely don't call us 131060 and tell us how long it is. the average length of time. Well, I would always be disappointed with how few songs have played. Like sometimes I would think of like, well, that must have been hours. I'm like, that's the same song
and
from when
you
we
say
started.
Average, does it take in? So what does that mean?
I'm so interested in what you're about to ask.
Well, because I think early in a relationship when it's for hours and then later when you're married and it's for minutes.
Is it ever for hours?
Oh, it can be.
I would be.
Are we meeting
hurting.
In the middle? Is that the average or is it like.
Are we meeting in the middle? Do you understand what average means?
No, that's what I guess I'm wanting to work out what your meaning is average.
The average.
Yeah, but
the average is a universal term. What do you mean?
It's not always in articles. It's not always a universal term.
Okay, so what would you like to answer? But when you said like sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter, that's why we have an average time.
No, but
because it's the middle point of
I
those.
I feel like a more
when
accurate
you said meeting in the middle,
would be
that's average. You just took heaps of words to explain what average means.
You know what I mean, though.
No, I feel like you're just uncomfortable to answer the question. No, and so you're going, but it depends. What are we talking about?
No, because, okay, so say early in a relationship, it goes for an hour and a half. Then when you're married, it goes for like a minute and a half. I'm saying if you met in the middle, you'd say, well, that's about 40 minutes. That's obviously
that's
not
the average.
It's not, though.
Because
that's
you're just explaining the term average again. I don't know how to tell you this again. You're saying,
Okay. If you're not going to come on board with the challenge I'm having with this question.
But mate, that's what an average is. You're saying, but if you've got one really short person, one tall person, what's the average height? And it's like, yeah, the middle point of those two.
But there's a difference between median and me and average. You know what I mean?
You forgot the other one, didn't you?
Like when you remove the outliers, it's a different average. You know what I mean?
Then
I feel like we need
outliers,
to remove
mate.
The outliers.
Okay, which ones are your outliers?
Both are the ones I mentioned.
Okay, great. So what's your average one?
Okay. I reckon.
So I have another question.
I reckon.
Question. Yes.
Okay, so here's a couple more questions I have. What counts as doing the do?
Yes, this is the question I have. Is it because if it's when a female is done,
what?
Well, there's people that will go their whole married lives and they'll never have done it.
Yes, it's a big problem in a relationship.
But what if it's when a guy's done, you're like, wow.
But no, does it begin at
I reckon
kissing
people,
and cuddling or even the conversation about it? Or does it only begin when the...
I reckon it's entry point.
Oh, stop talking like that.
Oh, sorry, mate. Let's go back to discussing averages. I reckon there was people that started doing it when you started talking about averages and have finished doing it now and are smoking
does
a cigarette.
Does anyone else understand what my issue was with averages?
Oh, Caitlin, you got the idiot of the team putting her hand up.
Absolutely, I understand what you're saying. So you're saying from the moment of entry... to lift off.
Yes.
That's the time frame.
Yeah, I just reckon it's time connected.
Connected.
Yes.
But then kissing is connected with your mouth.
So if you kiss someone, you'd say, we did the do.
No, but I'm saying if you did the do with someone, there might be like 5 minutes of kissing, then there might be.
But you
be...
know what that means. If I said I was with someone and you asked the question, did you do the do, what are you asking me?
Yeah, but if you're asking how long did you guys do the do for, does it involve the time you were kissing and
well, then
cuddling?
I'd give you an answer and I reckon it's
it would be
8 minutes and I reckon that's the average time.
Okay, now, what do you think?
8 minutes, I just said it.
8 minutes?
I think 8 minutes.
See?
Yeah.
Okay, I reckon... 2.5
2.5 minutes.
Yep.
Belle?
Well, do you want the detailed answer or just a
please
minute?
No.
Belle, he's asking your opinion.
Oh, my opinion. No, but
well,
I'm only answer, so it's so hard to have an opinion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What about Sonda? What do you think?
4 minutes.
Okay. Huh.
4 minutes? Okay.
Caitlin?
I reckon 20 to 30.
Oh,
yeah, that's
Jesse.
Six.
No, don't just say the
did
word
say
of the
six?
Things we're talking about.
Yeah, six.
What about Jez? I'm interested in Jez's answer.
Right, you pervert. Just pretended to ask everybody else. Anyway, let's get to Jez. Jez, our audio producer. Jez Alenko, what do you think?
10 minutes.
Ten.
Oh, Jez.
Okay. Keep
down.
It in your jocks, people. Belle, the answer, please.
Apparently the answer is an average of 5.4 minutes.
Oh.
Well done, son.
Then I've got to stop doing these marathon 8-minute sessions.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Producer Belle's here. What are you doing, Belle?
I'm here because I have something to confess to you guys.
Are you quitting as well, mate?
Oh, God.
Nah.
Oh. No, with a bit more enthusiasm. Why would I want to do
not
that?
Yet.
This is the best show ever.
I feel like that was one sentence short of nah, but if anyone has got a job available.
No. It's something that happened on yesterday's show and I have a little replay to set the scene.
Okay.
Because on average, how long do you think people do the do for?
Average. Does it... Mm. Taking so what does that mean? Are we meeting in the middle? Is that the average or is it like...
Are we meeting in the middle?
No,
do you understand what average means?
No, that's what I guess I'm wanting to work out what your meaning is average.
The average.
Yeah, but no.
Because it's the middle point of
I
those.
I feel like a more
when
accurate
you said meeting in the middle,
would be...
That's average.
I'm saying if you met in the middle, you'd say, well, that's about 40 minutes. That's obviously
that's
not the average. It's not, though.
Because
that's
you're just explaining the term average again. You're saying, but if you've got one really short person, one tall person, what's the average height? And it's like, yeah, the middle point of those two.
But there's a difference between median
and me and average. You know what I mean?
You forgot the other one, didn't you?
I argue that I had a fair point, but yes.
And I think you said it was something like 7 minutes. How?
No, it was 5 minutes.
How do you still think you have a point?
Because as I said yesterday, if you take new relationships where it goes for an hour and then you take people who've been in a relationship
we're taking
for a long
all those people.
Time. No, but I think it just means amongst
we're getting the average of
the
all
people
of them.
That have it often, how long's the...
Yeah, but we're getting all of those.
It's
yeah.
different.
Oh, no, so, but turns out Carrie kind of had a point.
Oh, mate.
Let me just explain. The research that brought me to the conclusion that the average time for doing the do was 5.4 minutes was this.
Why?
Okay.
Well, I've never seen you nervous.
I know, because I really messed it up and I'm so sorry. But okay, so there was a study and there were like 500 couples and over four weeks they had to time themselves doing the do, right?
Oh, wow, that's pressure.
And their
variation.
So you've
got to hit a stopwatch.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Literally they did. To.
Oh my God, Annabelle.
Oh my Lord.
That's what it says in the report. Anyway.
You don't have to say it.
So it
it's even
ranged,
creepier that you whispered it.
All the couples, between all of them, it ranged from 33 seconds to 44 minutes, right? So the study found that...
Mate, if you just slowly explain what an average is.
No.
Hear her out.
That the average, in brackets, technically median across all couples was 5.4 minutes.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really the average. It was the middle
the
point.
That's what the average is, mate.
No, they're
a
different.
Median is a type of average.
No, that's a mean.
It's different.
Yeah.
That's mean was the other one I was looking for.
I educated myself this morning. Yes. I'm
which
so
one's,
sorry.
Which one's the most common one?
No, they're two different things.
Is that the median? Which one's the
oh
most
my
common
God.
One?
Let's just being right. And you know how you wanted to stay? You were so enthusiastic about staying?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Guys, it is time for a revolutionary new segment.
Knock, 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 one out for us.
Yeah. If I went round the room and
hold
I said...
Hold on, what did that say?
Knock one out for us. It's. Do you want to hear it again?
No.
Okay. I was a big fan. Jezalenko on the Pots and Pans. I think you've done a great job. Not a Guns N' Roses fan?
Just not a fan, I think, of what's about to happen.
Knock, 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 knock one out for us. Why wasn't
what
that good?
That even mean? Yeah, but what does that mean? What does knock one out for us mean? I mean, I know
do it
what
in the
means.
Voice. I'm do it in the voice and I'll answer the question.
Not doing it
do
in
it
the
in
voice.
The voice. Knock, knock, knock one out for yours. Yay, yay, yay. No?
No.
I'm just going to go around the room and ask everybody the one simple question. Will you knock one out for us? Right?
I don't know what I'm doing though.
So what's the first, people say first impressions are important, right? And so what do you do to make a great first impression?
Say hello.
You say hello. See?
Yeah, with a smile.
You're already too late, right? Because a lot of people focus on that. They smile, they say hello, they might shake hands. You've already ruined your first impression. You've missed the ultimate chance to make an amazing first impression, which is in your humble door knock. Bickers, show us on the table.
I don't knock doors anymore.
What do you do?
She just barge in.
Barge in.
I can't remember the last time I knocked on a door.
What about when you answered the door naked to
someone's got a doorbell. Bougie.
When was the last
Jared,
time you knocked?
Can you answer the door for me? Mummy's naked again.
No.
Koshy's on the TV. Mummy's naked.
No, remember I opened the door without any knocking happening because I thought it was Ollie coming home.
Oh, that's right. There was no knock.
But seriously, when have you knocked on? You don't even knock on the door when you come to my house.
No, I don't. No, that's because we've done our first impression. But if I was there for an interview,
okay.
I would.
You coming to my house.
Interview?
What service are you going to do for me? Pool man?
Nanny number seven, please. Sonda and I were chatting earlier because we have a distinct knock. Sonny, I've come up with a new knock. So I would like you to give the people the knock that we both share. Because how do you, if you were to knock on a door, how would you knock?
Well, if I was just going to be boring and I didn't know them very well, I'd just go.
Yeah,
but
that's no good.
If I kind of knew them, I'd go.
That's what me and Sunda do, but that was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I add in a.
Why?
I thought you just really hurt my knuckles. Because it's a bit of fun. Da 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 da. See, I don't know why I'm so into this shit. Because I don't ever knock them before
it's
like
good.
That.
It's good. Web guy Eli, get over here. You need to show Carrie.
Eli doesn't ever knock on doors either.
Mate, are you joking? Have a look at the knock on the. Knock one out for us, Eli.
So I do a little bit of a fling of the wrist.
What?
Yeah.
It's like.
Okay, that means nothing to anybody because we're on radio.
It's
what
so
he's
good.
Done is he's flicked his wrist up before he knocks in his kind of little dancer.
The one guy that could have filmed it.
Jesse, do you have a knock?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, we've all given
that,
the same.
Is that the same one again?
We just did. Is he listening?
Why?
We just did that, Jesse.
Is that the same?
No, exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
It was exactly
and
the same.
And he doesn't have a knock.
No.
He's just made that up like I did.
Maybe
he does not have that knock.
Did you?
He would be like me. Just go.
Okay, I had one that I thought, because originally, before I heard Jez's funny opener for it, I thought you could go, yeah?
I was just saying, when you said Jez, of all of us, I think he's the one that would actually have a funny knock.
Jez, can you button on and give us a knock from the audio cave where you live?
Hey, sure, this is my knock.
It's like swatting a fly because Jez lives in fly country.
That's too much.
In fact, where Jez lives, they'd never have doors closed. I feel like they just go through open doors all the time.
I think I broke my machine.
Okay, what's your knock, Tommy?
There's too much pressure on my knock because I realised I've practiced this by myself and now.
You've never done it.
Oh, I have done this knock.
No,
this
I want you to go out. No, go out of the room.
No,
go out of the room and come in.
No, because you need to be able to hear me.
Oh, move the mic. Go out of the door. Go on, if this is your first impression to me.
Hang on. Because you need to be able to hear, so let it go for a bit, right? Because it gets better and better.
Oh.
No, you came on. Hang on, okay, I need to do it here. I can't do it on an actual door, Carrie. Jeez. Okay, so this is, imagine you're inside and you're just minding your own business and you're wondering, who's come to the door? What about this guy? Big and then the whole house is up.
Singing, we will knock you.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
This is a bit of fun because we don't have a name for it yet. Let's call it.
Don't think about that now.
Okay.
The nameless game.
Song on, song on, and on and on. Okay, let's keep thinking of a name, guys.
We did this off air the other day just for fun.
Yes.
You came up with this idea. You started singing a song and then I had to finish the next line.
Yes. You get to point at people around the room and they have to go and whoever gets the song to go on the most, the team wins.
I started it. I thought that would be fun. I'd start singing. Yes. This is how my attempt went. You say... I only hear what I want to. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't listen hard.
You say good.
I didn't know that one.
Game, guys. Yeah. Mm. I would like it noted that when we put that on our Insta, Lisa Loeb, who sings that song, commented and said, perfect.
Isn't it?
With a fire emoji and a love.
Isn't it amazing? The one other person that could finish that song got in touch with you.
We should duet.
You should.
Then you had a crack.
Yes.
Yours was more successful.
My boot scooting baby is driving me crazy.
My obsession with a Western to dance all day.
My Romeo, Romeo.
Got me up from head to toe.
Gonna make you mine, gonna get in line.
5, 6, 7.
We did, of course. We did, of course, get told after that a lot of those words were wrong. When we put that on Instagram.
It's not about being perfect.
No,
is it?
It's about putting you back into it.
Yes.
Because redemption round, would you like to have a go at another one?
Yeah, you start.
Okay. You yeah, you start.
I'm not good at picking ones that everyone knows.
No, I mean, that is the
part
of the
one.
Game. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And are we going to go around in a clockwise or are you just going to point at people?
I'm going to point at people.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see how it begins.
For the people in the different studio to us. If you feel, team over there, if you feel like you're getting pointed to, go for
it. Okay, stop it. Okay, do you want to go in an order?
Okay, sure.
I've just got to remember how the song starts.
Yeah, that'll be good. Oh, no. It's the first game ever where we've bowed out before one lyric. You can't even get the one. And you can. Yep.
I can't remember how it starts.
Okay, I'll kick off with one. What about Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon?
Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon.
When you're coming home, son, you don't know when.
But we'll get together then.
Really good, really good. Caitlin, do you want to kick us off with one then?
I've got one for you.
Okay, Jessie. Great, Jessie. Okay.
In West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Just shaking her head.
The playground was where I spent most of my days.
Maxin', relaxin', chillin', old coolin'.
A couple of guys who were up to no good.
I didn't have a TV.
What about this? What about this? Knees weak, arms are heavy. No?
No.
Mom's okay. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. Vomiter on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I've got one. Yeah. Okay. You go riding on the horses. Yeah. Caitlin.
Way up in the sky, little darling. Ooh. Jesse.
And if you fall, pick you up.
I'll pick you up.
That's the way it's going to be, little darling.
Oh, dear.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This
is Carrie and Tommy. The Best Bits.